Pesach night, we join together in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we call that segment of the night Magid. And at the very beginning of Magid, right after we introduce the fact that we had been in Mitzrayim, that we had been slaves and then were set free, right after Avodah Meyinu Luparo B'Mitzrayim, we go on to describe how there were Chachamim who were Mekayim the Mitzvah. We give it as an example of Harei Zeh Meshubach. Why is it that that's how the Mitzvah of Magid is introduced, with the words Harei Zeh Meshubach, and then the example of those Tanoim who were Mesubim B'Bnei Brak V'Hoyim Mesaprim B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oysa Halayla? Basically, that's an example that's going to indicate not only how important the mitzvah is, but how to navigate the question of the zman, the timing of the mitzvah, which is also what Magid will discuss. As we read in the Haggadah, Yochel Meirosh Chodesh, Talmid Lomer Mibad Yom. Excuse me. The timing of the mitzvah seems to be something not only important, but something which is discussed quite a bit in Magid itself, and let's understand why. The pasuk in Shmos Yud Gimel says, V'higadata levincha bayom hahu leimor ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzroi. As the Baal Haggadah tells us, quoting from Mechilta to Rabbi Shmuel in Parshas Bo, Bayom Hahu means the day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach. And with just Bayom Hahu, we wouldn't know exactly at what point in time. I Bayom Hahu, Yochel Miba'od Yom. You might think that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah Miba'od Yom. It's interesting that Miba'od Yom, according to the Brisker Rav, was a havamina that you would be able to make Kiddush early like you would on an Erev Shabbos and start the mitzvah after your Mekabel Yom Tov. It doesn't mean necessarily Erev Yom Tov so much as it means that you wouldn't have to wait until it's dark. Talmud Loimar Ba'avur Zeh B'sho Sheyesh Matzah U'moron Munochim Lefenocha Al Shulchanecha. That we are only able to be Mekayim Magid when we have matzah and maror on our shulchan, and we don't just mean that we have it on the table, we mean that it's on the table for the purpose of consumption. It's the zman achilas matzah u'maror. So now we clearly see that the mitzvah of Magid and the timing of the mitzvah is tied into when we have the mitzvahs of matzah and maror. When we have the mitzvah of matzah and maror, we have the mitzvah of Magid. Once the mitzvah of matzah and maror passes, we no longer are chayiv min haTorah in the mitzvah of Magid. Now, we take this for granted. We say this every year at the Seder, and we take it for granted, and we believe that's what the pasuk is saying. It's important to know what the real simple pshat in the pasuk is, however. And we have to appreciate what Chazal did as they were dayresh that pasuk and said Bayom Hahu means that one specific day. It doesn't just mean Pesach generally, it means the first day of Pesach. And the reason for this is because if you look at the context in which V'higadat Levincha Bayom Hahu appears in the Torah, it is right after the pasuk of Matzos Ye'ochel Eis Shivas Hayomim. Pasuk Zayin, right before Vigarat Levincha is Pasuk Ches, Matzos Ye'echol as Shivas Hayomim is Pasuk Zayin, is discussing how we eat matzah for 7 days, not just for one day, 7 full days. The Hamikdavar, the Nitziv, writes, and that's the third citation here, he says, Pshutai Shel Mikra. The simple pshat of the psukim is shebehemshech shiva yamim, during the course of all 7 days, Shabbanim lo yasigu chametz kehergelim, where children won't be eating chametz as they're used to, yavo'u lachakira. They'll end up asking. Va'al sifsei hameshiv yutaisif lekach ha'amunu b'leif. And then we will explain it to them. For 7 days, we'll explain, well, this is all the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. From the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, the morning of Kriyas Yamsuf. We are eating matzah as a way of remembering the great emuna we had and the trust we had in Hashgachas Hashem, etc., etc. So, in the pshat of the pasuk, it wouldn't just be that one night. It would be 7 days. But Chazal say, where the pasuk says, Bayom Ahu, and says, Ba'avur Zeh, and now Ba'avur Zeh looms large, because Bayom Ahu could mean that day, meaning when the day of Pesach arrives, then beginning that day for 7 days, over the course of the next 7 days, you'll explain to your children why you're not eating pizza. Oh, well, now these days there's, of course, not just matzah pizza, but there's actually kosher Pesach pizza somehow. But you'll explain why you're not eating chametz. But now it's Bavur Zeh, and it's Bayom Ahu, so it's now tied in to when we must be eating matzah, not just when we are allowed to eat matzah, but when we must be eating matzah umarer, and that's on the first night. But you have to appreciate that the zman, the time of Magid, when we must be discussing this, is not something which you could just say it's so clear in the pshat of the pasuk. Now, as far as the context in which we said, well, it's when matzah umarer are munachim lefanecha, obviously matzah umarar are tied into the Korban Pesach. Al matzos umrorim yochluhu. And then therefore, just as the Korban Pesach is only eaten at night, and not even bein hashmashos, but after it is fully night, so too the matzah and the marar, and now magid, will only be a mitzvah that we can fulfill after it is dark, after tzeisa kuchavim. Question then is, okay, I have the start time. The start time is Tzeisa Kochavim. That's when we will make Kiddush and start the Seder, not before, and Magid, and then Mitzvahs, Achilas Matzah Umarar, will all take place sometime during the night, after Tzeisa Kochavim. But up to what time? Is there an end time after which we cannot necessarily fulfill these mitzvahs any longer? Gemara in Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis in Maseches Pesachim, in the Mishnah no less, says, HaPesach Achar Chatzos Metame Es HaYodayim, that a Korban Pesach was a source of Tuma Midrabanon, because after Chatzos, after midnight, you can't eat it any longer, it becomes Nosar, Alma, Mechatzos, Havelei Nosar. So the Gemara says, obviously, it's not allowed to be eaten after Chatzos. It seems that the Zman Achilas Pesach, and then, therefore, the Zman for Achilas Matzah Umarer, and the Mitzvah of Magid, all terminate at Chatzos. Mantana, but this is not everyone's opinion. Amar Rav Yosef, whose opinion is this? It's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who the Tanya of Ochlu Asabosar Balayla Hazeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Nemar Kan Balayla Hazeh, V'Nemar Lahalan V'Avarti B'Eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the homes of the Jews, went about killing Bukhari Mitzrayim at Chatzos, Ma Lahalan Ad Chatzos, Afkan Ad Chatzos. So Chatzos was the moment of Makas Bukharos, and we have the Gzer Roshava of Balayla Hazeh, Balayla Hazeh, and therefore everything is focused on that critical moment, that dramatic moment of Chatzos, and that's by when we must finish eating the Pesach. We eat the Pesach, and at Chatzos, we are, in the sense of having at least seen what the Mitzriyim have suffered, having them now cave, finally, into the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam and recognizing the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are set free. We are finished. Our story in Mitzrayim is done. But our Achilas HaPesach also must be done. Omer Lo Rabbi Akiva, V'Halei Nemra Chipazon. But the Torah says that we are marking the fact that we were in a great rush, that we left in haste, but that wasn't until morning. Therefore, the mitzvah is ad shas chipazon. The mitzvah of achilas hapesach and matzah and maror and therefore also magid all continue throughout the night until the morning, until alos hashachar, until shas chipazon. The time when we began to rush to leave, to actually leave Mitzrayim. So now we have this fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. In Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, Parshas Bo, Parsha Yud Ches, we also see that Rabbi Eliezer joins with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In that next citation, we read, "Minayin ataemesh im hoisach habura shel chachamim or shel talmidim shetzrichim la'asik b'hilchus Pesach ad chatzois." Kach nemar, ma ha'edos v'chukim v'hamishpatim shetziva Hashem elokeinu eschem. So, this that we say that pasuk as the Ben Chacham wants to know what are the edos, the chukim and mishpatim. That's because we are to discuss the mitzvahs of the night. We are to discuss the Torah of the Pesach. Talmidei Chachamim specifically should not just be talking about a simple Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but one that's far more sophisticated, one that's far, I hate to say more holy, but one that has greater content and weight. And that's because it's full of the Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah of the Pesach, the Hilchus HaPesach, but only until Chatzos, Rabbi Eliezer says. So you have Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who are of the opinion that we are only involved in mitzvahs magid until chatzos. Just as the Pesach is only eaten until chatzos, magid is a mitzvah only until chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says that the Pesach is consumable the whole night, matzah u'maror with the Pesach the whole night, and magid the whole night until dawn. So, the Rishonim are faced with this dilemma, machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and not just one, but a number of Tanoim. You can't just simply say, well, halakha is always like Rabbi Akiva mechavera. And furthermore, we look at the Stam Mishnah in Maseches Psachim, as we said, which said that the Pesach is metam es hayadayim after chatzos. So the Mishnah there seems to be saying we fulfill the mitzvah, but only with the Zman and the end time of Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and not according to Rabbi Akiva. Similarly, and we recite this mornings every day in Karbanos, the Gemara Maseches Zvachim, Daf Nun Vav Amid Bey, says, HaPesach Einai Nechal Ela Balayla. That we only eat the Pesach until Chatzos. Again, it seems from the Mishnah in Zvachim that we should follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and that we must therefore finish mitzvahs Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and Magid by Chatzos Halayla. When I was growing up, I had a cadre of friends who every year would, you know, come back with, you know, all the pride and a little bit of boasting. How late did your Seder finish? And, you know, people were talking about and Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim way past Chatzos, and we'll see why. But certainly that part of the Seder and particularly the bracha of Gaal Yisrael and Kais Sheni, we should for sure be careful to finish with enough time to then wash and be mekayim not only matzah and maror, but optimally, Afikoman as well. Because the Afikoman is that which we do in replacement of, in Zecher, of the Korban Pesach, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, and then many Rishonim, the Zman, the end time for all of these mitzvahs, is Chatzos. On the other hand, in support of the view of Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah describes certain mitzvahs are kasher all of the day. Other mitzvahs are kasher all of the night. All of the night is kasher for Ketzirah Sa'omer, which is, of course, the night right after the first day of Pesach. Hekter Chalavim Ve'evarim on the Mizbeach of any carbon, the entire night that follows the day the carbon was offered, you're allowed to put that which is supposed to go onto the Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach, and have it burnt up during that night on the Mizbeach. Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla Kasher Kol Halayla. The Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf says, if the mitzvah is at night, then it's kosher the whole night. And the Gemara there expressly says that that Mishnah, La'asuye Mai, what is it coming to add when it tells us that if the mitzvah is at night, then the entire night is kosher for that mitzvah? La'asuye Achilas Psachim. The Mishnah there means to tell us that you can eat the Pesach all night till Alos HaShachar. Udelo Kerebi Eloza Ben Azariah. So you have a Mishnah in Megillah that seems to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim tells us to be mindful, however, of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not Rabbi Akiva. The first Mishnah in all of the Talmud, Mishnah in Brachos, where the Mishnah is discussing the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema of Laila, and Rabbi Gamliel tells his sons that you have until Amud HaShachar. Well then, why do the Chachamim advise us that we should say Kriyat Shema by Chatzos HaLaila, by midnight, by Halachic midnight? So the Mishnah says, V'chol ha-ne'echolim liyom echad mitzvasan ad sheyala Amud HaShachar. Im kein lama amru Chachamim ad Chatzos, kedei laharchik adam min ha'aveira. That's because when you have to consume a karban by a certain time, we want to make sure that you've done what you need to do to consume that karban and be safely hours away from mistakenly eating of the karban when it's no longer allowed to be eaten, when it's nosar. Because that is a chi of karis. So that when we look at mitzvos where Chachamim said chatzos, the reason is laharchik adam min ha'avera, but not that min ha'torah you wouldn't have a longer zman, the zman till alos ha'shachar. Now in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, we find Rava telling us, seemingly with practical intent to advise us in our time, Amar Rava, Ochal Matzah Bizman Hazeh Achar Chatzos, L'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Lo Yatzah Yedecho Vasa. Rava, mindful of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says that even though we don't have a Pesach b'zman hazeh, nevertheless, the zman of when you can or can't eat matzah min ha-Torah to be mekayim the mitzvah is till chatzos. After chatzos, it's too late. But he does say that that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So on the one hand, he does quote the opinion, but he does say that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, opening up the possibility that he is trying to tell us that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this applies even now when the Pesach is no longer eaten along with the matzah. The matzah is a self-standing mitzvah, but the zman for that mitzvah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is still tied to the Pesach, even though there's no Pesach. That could be what Rava is doing, more than just telling us to be mindful of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. So here he quotes and is mindful of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. In Tosefta, we find Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Where in Tosefta, Perek Yud, the Braisa says, Chayev Adam la'asok behilchus ha-Pesach kol ha-layla. All of the night. We need to then appreciate a great Rishon, who in his commentary to the Rambam, Rav Menoyach of Narvona, in Sefer Beis Menucha, tells us that the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva, in spite of the fact that the Mishnah in Zvachim, as we said, tells us HaPesach eino nechal ela balayla v'eino nechal ela ad chatzos, we paskin that we shall be mekayim mitzvahs magid kol halayla, the Rambam says all night, even though seemingly the Pesach was a mitzvah which was only nechal ad chatzos. So Rabbeinu Menoach says, well, the Mishnah in Brachos tells us that it's ad chatzos, not because min haTorah you're not supposed to eat the Pesach after chatzos. The Mishnah in Brachos explains that it was kidei laharchik adam min ha'avera, so that we would not, God forbid, eat of the Pesach once light dawns, because then it would be nosar and it would be an isur deraisa, it would be a chiyuv karais, God forbid. So for that reason, Chachameinu put up this defensive geder and said, be careful not to eat it after chatzos, so that you're well safe from eating it, God forbid, after dawn. That applies to the Pesach, but it doesn't have to apply to matzah. That's a drabbanon for the sake of keeping us safe and making sure we won't accidentally eat of the Pesach once light dawns. But for matzah, where there is no such concern, you can have matzah, even if it's not any longer the zman of mitzvah, that you can have matzah anytime on Pesach. There's no reason then to cut off the zman at chatzos for matzah, and then the mitzvah of matzah would be one we could fulfill after chatzos, and magid could similarly be fulfilled after chatzos as well. Hence the psak of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the mitzvah is kol halayla, that we eat matzah, we are mekayim magid kol halayla. Here in the words of Rabbeinu Menoach, he says, "Va'od shaninu lo amru chachamim ad chatzos, ella kedei laharchik adam min ha'avera." Umemela shema'as, the matzah mitzvah so kol halayla. That's because matzah is distinct from the Pesach. The midi hutama the Pesach kishe'enu nechal ad chatzos, ella shema. The reason to cut off the time for Pesach is drabanan, midrabanan, so that we don't accidentally partake of the Pesach after dawn. Umischayev kares, God forbid. Umutashiyev okachim lebeis apsul lemaid zman shloi lechel acher chatzos. Better to even have some leftover of the Pesach and have it become puzzled to eat after chatzos, that's better. Misheye ochel v'yavo l'dekares, that's better than having some of it eaten after dawn, and it would be a chi of kares. All of this, that's for Pesach. B'matzah d'leise hai taima, but in the case of matzah, this is all academic. It doesn't apply to matzah. It's only applicable to the Pesach. That's why the Pesach has the karab zman of chatzos, but matzah need not have that sof zman achila. And therefore, sof zman achilas matzah is alos ha-shachar, and along with that, Sof Zman Mitzvahs Magid would be, similarly, the Rambam says, all night until Alos HaShachar. Again, we look at the halacha, and we see the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, tells us to be so careful. Just as the Mechaber says, you should really eat the Afikoman before Chatzos, because that's where your Zecher of the real Pesach is, and the Pesach always had to be eaten, whether it's Minat Torah or Midrabanan, it had to be eaten by Chatzos. And there, the Mishnah Berurah says, as far as Matzah is concerned, we also, Mitzvah's Matzah, the Kazayis of the Mitzvah, we also should be sure to have Matzah by Chatzos, and truthfully, be mindful of the opinions of those Rishonim who say that after Chatzos, there's no longer a Mitzvah. Which would mean, if someone, for whatever reason, wasn't able to eat Matzah until after Chatzos, they would have a mitzvah to eat matzah, and have a kezias of matzah, and then a kezias of afikoman as well, but without a bracha. If someone can't eat matzah before chatzos, whether they were indisposed, maybe they were on a hatzalah call, although you should know that all the hatzalah ambulances are stocked with matzah, so that if there's a call, and someone has left their seder, and in an ambulance is taking a patient to a hospital and not able to get back to the Seder, they have matzahs in the ambulances so that those who are attending to the patient will be able to eat a kezias, and then they should try to do so before chatzos. Then they would be able to wash and make a bracha of hamotzi and al achilas matzah. But if someone would not be able to partake of matzah until after chatzos, indeed, they would not make a bracha because suffik bracha is lahakel. It's a suffik whether there's a mitzvah any longer at that point. Magid, similarly, we should be sure to say magid and then have our matzah, our shulchan orech, and afikoman before chatzos. It's interesting that Rashi, where the Gemara says that lechem oni means that it's the bread on which we speak a lot about, that we talk about quite a bit, onim lov dvarim harbe, Rashi includes there the mitzvah of challah, so that it seems that we are able to say hallel and yet be mekayim the idea of having these words of hallel, of praise of Hashem expressed in relation to the matzah. Now, he says this not on the pasuk of V'higadet Levincha. He says this about matzah, and he says it with regard to the pasuk of Lechem Oni. But it seems to indicate that we continue to be speaking about and with reference to matzah, even after we bench, even when we are Mekayim Mitzvahs Hallel. Which brings us to the last of our citations, which is in the Haggadah, commentary of the Nitziv, where he dwells on the words with which we began, V'chol amar b'lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim harezem b'shubach, and how the Baal Haggadah continues with the Maisa of Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, who were in Bnei Brak with Rabbi Akiva, and they were Mesaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim kol Oysa Halayla. The Nitziv asks, L'chaira eino muvan, why is it called Harezem Meshubach? Halei b'Oysa Layla Chayvahu. You have a mitzvah, it's a chayv to speak about and to be Mesaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. To be Mar b'Lesaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just Meshubach, but it's doing a mitzvah with fullness and doing it with as much of the energy and with as much of the time that you could possibly devote to it while it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why is that called meshubach? Skipping ahead, he explains, Mihu yesh lahosif ulefarish marbe means yoser mizman hachiyuv. The Balagada means kalamar b'lesaper, not during the time of the chiyuv. Mar b'lesaper means where you are continuing to discuss issues of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Hilchus HaPesach, beyond the end time, beyond the time when it's a chiyuv. V'leidomi la'ochel matzah achar zman, it's unlike eating matzah the next day and saying, oh, there's a mitzvah on the second day, which there isn't. Da'asim v'adei ein shum mitzvah. V'adar abi imachavin l'shum mitzvah. Were you to be mechavin to do a mitzvah in the wrong time, so perhaps you're over on Bal Tosef. Looking at the second column here of the commentary of the Nitziv, he says, Efsher laharbos besipur yitzias Mitzrayim yosem mizman hachiv. What the Balagada means is that there is good reason to, and one can continue to be fulfilling this mitzvah even beyond the zman chiv, midrabanan. It's mitzvah l'saper beyond the minimum time, whatever that minimum time is. And what he's going to say, which is fascinating, is he's going to say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the minimum time is until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, the minimum time is until Alos HaShachar. But if you go beyond those zmanim, you're still being mekayim the mitzvah, because it's midrabanan to continue to be mesaper even beyond the end time. And that's what the Balagoda means when he says, kol hamar belesaper, hareza meshubach. Teda, the proof is in the text with which the Balagoda continues. Shaharei, Rebbe Lazar, Ben Azariah, and Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Lazar Ben Azariah, sirulhu mitzvah achilas mas ad chatzos. And therefore, Magid is only until Chatzos. Umikal makom, nevertheless, in the story brought by the Balagada, Asku gam hema kal halayla. Why? Not just because they were being hosted by Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak, where Rabbi Akiva says, you know, it's all night, so sorry, you're with me, you have to follow my chumrah. But also because it's a mitzvah for them to continue to be mesaper. It's meshubach to go beyond the end time of the chiyuv. Va'afilu Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva, the Sirulei mitzvah sachilas matzah kol alayla. Umishim hachitanya b'tosefta, as we said, the Brisa says, chayav adam l'saper kol alayla, mikol makam, ein achiyuv ela ad amud hashachar. At alos, the zman, min haTorah, even according to Rabbi Akiva, has ended. They continued on beyond Alos. Kriyas Mashal Shacharis is a mitzvah which you can be mekayim v'chatchila only mishayira es chaveru b'dal and amos, when you can recognize someone with whom you're quite familiar, where there's enough light for you to detect and know the person's identity. That's many minutes after Alos HaShachar. So they were continuing past the Zman of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but even past the Zman of Rabbi Akiva. And that's the point that the Baal Haggadah is making. That since in the morning you could, even on a typical day, b'di'avad, say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim once it's Alos HaShachar, we have a mitzvah morning and night to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's also why the Magid and the Balagada continues with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying Lo zechisi shetiyami Yitzias Mitzrayim ba'leilois ad shedrasha ben zoma. We get busy talking about the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim and telling about Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Says the Nitziv, that's because in essence, that's what the Tanoim ended up doing. They were mesaper v'yitzias Mitzrayim in the context of Pesach night, through the night, past the Zman of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is Chatzos, past the Zman of Rabbi Akiva, which is Alos HaShachar, and were continuing in Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim during the time when you could be Yotza, the Mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we must do so every morning and every evening. by that continuation, they were being mekayim, kol hamarba lesaper, harei ze meshubach, because they were going beyond the end time that's min haTorah, adding the midrabanon of kol hamarba lesaper. And that's the sense with which the Baal HaGadol wants us to understand and appreciate the magnificence of and expansiveness of the mitzvah, how it has various shiurim according to Rabbi Ben Azariah and Rabbi Eliezer Chatzos, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's called Halayla. But irrespective of that, all of them, all of these Tanoim together, wanted to be marba l'saper, beyond whatever zman was min haTorah, and continue on and on and on and expand in the magnificent explanation and in the magnificent expansive discussion of the magnificent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magnificent redemption and the mitzvahs of the night. That's the sense with which we begin the Seder. After Avodah Meyunu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, we go on to say an introductory explanation of why we're going to spend the next hours, even beyond Chatzos, discussing and delving with depth into all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done B'tuvai HaGadol for the sake of Am Yisrael at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim.